Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 10th of June 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours and 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So Apple are accused of ripping off a student's iPhone app. Greg Hughes is a guy who's studying computer sciences here in Birmingham University, and he came out with an application over a year ago for syncing via Wi-Fi for all of your data with iTunes. And of course it was rejected by Apple. Apple said that it was insecure in the way that it went about doing it, so he started selling it on the Sidious store, making $9.99 a time, and he sold 50,000 copies of it, so he's got a few quid. Now that would be the end of it, you would have thought, if it was just a straight fact of Apple doing syncing. But if you look at the logo that they've made for their syncing compared to Greg's, they're awfully similar. If this is something yet again, just like the Camera Plus thing where Apple have been a little bit underhand about it, they ought to come clean on it and tell what happened. Also, Apple is coming under a bit of fire because the UK won't be getting its portion of iCloud until 2012. Are you really surprised? Come on, this isn't to do with Apple just doing it. This has got nothing to do with them. This is all about licensing from the music people, and it's the same reason that we're never going to get Netflix here in the UK, because it's all about licensing. And the music and movie industry are, of course, operating in the 18th century when it comes to that. Two iPhones are going to fly into space on the Space Shuttle. Yes, Atlantis' final mission into space on the 8th of July will carry two iPhones with them. They'll be using an application called Space Labs for iOS, which was actually written for the purposes of taking a phone into space. And iPhone is the first phone that's gone into space. There's going to be tests on the gyroscopes and hardware to see if they can use them for other space missions as they go along. Very, very good. And quietly, ever so quietly, don't tell anybody, Apple reworked its application subscription rules for publishers yesterday. All the draconian stuff about you can't do in-app purchasing and it's got to be lower than the price available for somewhere else has all disappeared. Now, you've got to be able to not buy it, you've got to be able to link to then upgrade in your application. But if they want to do an in-app purchase, which is going to cost you more than it would be to buy it if you went outside of the application and bought it, there's nothing that Apple are doing to stop them. Be careful, people, you could get ripped off with in-app purchasing. IM for Nokia has taken on iMessage and BBM. They've released it yesterday rather rapidly, it would seem, to try and at least come into line with the big players. Now, BBM's been around for a donkey's years and it's been well used by the student population. iMessage has come out to try and compete with that. And of course, Nokia is currently not renowned for its breathtaking innovation, so it's finally plumped up and come right at the end. Oh dear. It could be the end for Nokia, though, I think. And if you didn't notice it, on Tuesday evening, hundreds of web destinations, including very big ones, showed up on IPv6 internet. The IPv6 internet went live, and there was a little bit where the earth stopped turning for a split second, I think. Or maybe there was a jolt in bed that I thought was an earthquake. But it's here. Replay has released the XD1080p. It's a fantastic looking little camera. It does 1080p video at 30 frames a second. And one thing that's really impressive is that it's got an HDMI out, it's got a built-in microphone, and it's got an adapter so you can plug an external mic in if you're not happy with the one that's already there. And it's super tiny. There's a little video of it on Engadget, and it looks brilliant. If the video quality is as good as it seems, then this thing could be a real winner. Don't expect too much to be left in your wallet, though. It is $300. Google has updated the Chrome browser to version 12. There's a lot of cool features have come out with it, with hardware acceleration 3D CCS. Also, a huge list of privacy and security features. Chrome is one of the more secure browsers out there, and it will also warn you if you're downloading malicious files. So there's an awful big leap forward, but still, of course, people, be careful yourself. Don't rely on the tech. And Knox Audio have updated the Admiral Touch. This is a headphone set that's got fantastic connectivity with Bluetooth and also 2.4 GHz audio channels. You can switch between the two on the fly. It's running Android 2.3 and it's got two touchscreens on the side of the headsets. It's also got compatibility with Xbox Live Chat features and it looks absolutely stunning. There's no price on the story that I saw, but I wouldn't be expecting a lot of change when I handed it over. But it does look very, very good. There's a story and Gadget if you want to see it. And finally, a fantastic little utility has come out called the Eat Ensil. It's like a Swiss Army knife, but it only does food stuff. You've got a knife, a fork, and a spoon. You've also got a pizza cutter, and you've got a chip fork in there, and there's a set of slide-out chopsticks with a cap on them. It looks absolutely horrific. There's a picture on Pocket Lint of a woman using it, and it's not that small. It looks pretty damn huge. In fact, it looks probably bigger than if you carried around a little travel set of the same things in a rip wallet. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again on Monday with the Daily Show as normal. We got Photo Show at 11 this morning, and then we've got the Mac Show at 1 o'clock, and of course we did the Big Show last night. That'll get posted on the feed a little bit later. Have a great day. Well, thanks very much for listening.